feel a glow. Yeah. Happy blowing smoke. Seeing it to go. Hey. Whoa.
Okay, here we are. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful, crisp September day. My hair is nice and flat. I miss its body a little bit, but at least it's not frizzy. And I guess it's time to say goodbye to summer a little bit.
Oh, I know. Did you have a good summer?
It was wonderful. It was beautiful. It was a lot of freedom, a lot of free time, a lot of time on my bike, time with my pop, time with my hubby. My girls were away. I miss them. Happy they're home. But it was nice. It was a nice moment for me to reconnect with me and all my time to myself.
Oh, so nice. We had tons of visitors, so I didn't have any time to myself. But I had the best time ever. But I really am happy that school's starting again and we're getting back into the routine. I really missed that routine, definitely.
I didn't miss the routine. I like the loosey-goosey. I thrive there. But I know that it's necessary. So I'll go with it. And I like that you're happy for it. So I'll feel happy for you and I'll get accustomed.
Yeah. No, I think it's how everyone has their resolutions for New Year's. I always find the fall and school starting is a good time to kind of recalibrate and think about some new habits that you want to start, or maybe some habits that you want to quit. I don't know about you.
Oh, definitely. Habits are great. Habits are important. And like you said, not all habits are bad. So sometimes we hear the word habit and we immediately go to thinking about biting our nails or something. But what about the habit of getting on your bike or the habit of taking a walk and breathing fresh air when you feel a little stressed out? These are all good habits. So I agree. It's a great time to embrace the positive.
Yeah, I like the way you're saying that. You're thinking of positive habits to begin, whereas I'm always like, the bad habits that I need to break. The summer was amazing. We had such a good time and so many visitors from overseas. But I will say my summer was filled with, wine-soaked evenings for probably the past 3 months. And so now that we're in fall and we're back in the morning routine of school, I'm feeling like I want to have a habit of not drinking every single night like I did over the summer. That's kind of my fall goal, I think.
Well, that's great. Well, so I believe every time we want to get rid of something, we can replace it with something else, maybe that better serves us. And think of all the free time that you'll free up to pursue those things when we're not in a state of debauchery or malaise, depending how much wine soaking was happening.
It'll be good just to have a nice clean slate for. I like to try to do it for a couple months. Actually, I do that a few times a year. You've got your dry January, your sober October, and I just find it's a nice act of kind of self care. And, really looking after your health. And the benefits are amazing as always. But, then somehow I always kind of slip back into the party mode when, especially during summertime. So, well, yeah, we'll see
and
how
it goes.
And
that's okay, too. So you are embracing that moment for being that. And now you want to move forward to the next thing. And I think that's wonderful. And to tell you the truth, I really find when I try and stop something that isn't serving me well or bringing out where I want to be, it actually kind of feeds itself. Those first few weeks are really, really tough because you're undoing something, unraveling something. But then what happens is you start feeling, I'm more clear, or I'm sleeping better, or my skin is less cracked because I'm less dehydrated, whatever it is. And all of a sudden you start really getting this momentum behind it. And I love that feeling because then from there, so much other good stuff can happen. It could be like, wait a minute, now that I feel better about this, I don't want to eat this pile of French fries because I'm feeling so good. I want to keep the good going in that direction. Or oh, I don't want to just sit around. I have all this extra energy. Why don't I go take the dog for a little jog? All these other things can start happening, and then the whole world opens up.
You're right. You're right. It's a domino effect. So one good habit leads to many others, hopefully.
Yeah, that's the idea, at least.
Yeah. What about you? Do you have any, you know, fall rituals or things that you're wanting to implement?
I mean, I don't think there's a single person in this world who can't do a self audit and say there's something they should improve. So my list could be exhaustive, and because there's always something I'd like to be better about or embrace more of, as opposed to combat myself with. For me right now, the thing I'm struggling with the most is the phone. I hate my phone. Seriously hate my phone. I for a long time was on a digital cleanse. This is before everyone was talking about this. This was like probably 4 or 5 years ago. I went about 2 years without having a cell phone, and I finally had to go back to it because my husband is a pretty busy guy, and I think he got tired of being my personal secretary because everyone was calling him saying, do you know where Jessica is? We were supposed to meet for a coffee, and I don't know where she is. So I can't go so extreme as getting rid of my phone, but I definitely need to keep it an arm's length. And so I've already actually done a few things to prepare myself for this.
Ooh, tell me.
So the main thing I'm hating with the phone is, like, when I have those extra 20 minutes to just sit for a moment, instead of taking those 20 minutes to either be mindful and meditate or do a puzzle, paint a picture, something that would really be beneficial to me, I'm just looking and often reading things that are pretty toxic, right? Because most news out there, most things that the internet is feeding us aren't necessarily things we want to be looking at all the time. So I think I would be much better off maybe even doing nothing and not feeling bad about the nothingness. So I'm going to be more conscious of that. But I bought myself a New York Times crossword book. Mm-hmm. So when I have those 20 minutes, I could do a puzzle. And I also really enjoy painting. And I think I'm going to set a goal of getting back into that, because sometimes just walking away from the phone is the best thing I could do. So it's going to be hard. But I'm going to do that. It's easier not to use the phone in the summer because at the beach I could just leave the phone at home. Or if I'm on my bike, I can't be disturbed because I'm not holding a phone while I'm riding my bike. But as we get more into these nesting months that are coming, that's when the phone becomes almost like an appendage. And I have to be really conscious of that.
It's tough. And when you've got the kids and all the different activities, you need it because you've got to be reachable or to coordinate pickup and that kind of thing. But yeah, those other moments. I mean, sometimes when I'm in the car waiting to pick up my daughter, yeah, I'll be scrolling through Instagram. I make a lot of purchases that I probably wouldn't make. And they make it so easy. Just, I like that, hit a button and it's ordered. And then, of course, as you said, all the news, you know, even just watching the news, if we've got the volume turned down, it's still got that ticker down at the bottom. So you're just kind of in a constant state of stress because, of course, you know, everything in the news right now is not great.
Totally. And it's just too much information. Everything is too much information. So I am already not on any social media. Interesting that I'm
good job
entering into the podcasting. Good luck finding my podcast because I don't do any self-promotion. Jen, you can
I've
do that
I've got it
part.
Covered. Don't worry.
But I really agree. It's too much information, and the phone just feeds all my neuroses. I can't put down the phone because what if one of the children need me? And da-da-da. The human race, though, has somehow made it to this point, and we did not always have the ability to be reached so easily. So I have to remind myself of that as well.
That's so true. I mean, I'm thinking about when I was a kid, you know, after school time until dinner time, nobody knew where I was. I was not, my parents would not be able to find me. I was just out in the neighborhood and I just knew to be home at this time. I mean, I can't imagine doing that right now. just having my child out and not knowing where they are or not being able to reach them, it's just such a different time in our lives and such a different frame of mind.
I agree. And you know what? We were all better off in so many ways. First of all, think of the freedom you had that our kids will never have. We can track them on their phone.
Yeah.
So it's, where were you this afternoon? Really? Because Find My iPhone said differently or whatever it is. I mean, I don't know. I'm all about keeping my phone at arm's length, and I will keep everyone in my family's phone at an arm's length as well. I'm setting boundaries with the phone. Now, what are you going to do?
Well, you know, it's not my first rodeo with the, you know, sober month or trying to implement some other habits. So the first couple times I did this, I did a lot of research. I did a lot of reading of books. I listened to a lot of podcasts. And, you know, you just get so much great information. And so I think what happens, especially after this summer, you know, every time we've got people staying here, you know, about 3:30, 4 o'clock, my husband's like, hey, all right, you know, let's get cocktail hour started. And so it just really becomes a habit. So trying to replace that habit with something else. So, yeah, about that time, 4:30, 5 o'clock, you're thinking, oh, you know, now's the time that I'll pour my glass of wine. How about having a cup of tea instead? I know that doesn't sound very exciting. I've really been discovering a lot of great, you know, faux cocktails, mocktails. And the industry has just exploded now. So you can have non-alcoholic wine, you can have non-alcoholic gin, tequila, you know, anything you want, and you make it with these mixers. And just the act of actually making the drink, even though there's no alcohol in it, it's actually more that part that kind of signals to your mind, oh, it's, you know, relaxation time. So it really doesn't matter what's in the glass. It's just the ritual. It just gives me that feeling of my relaxation time, my special time is beginning now. And yeah, it doesn't have to be with alcohol. It's just the actual physical ritual of getting that glass out of the cupboard is a big symbol that it's time to shut off and relax.
I think that's great. So why don't we do this? I'm going to put down the phone. We'll raise our glass filled with water, and we're going to cheers to that. We're going to follow through. We're going to look out for each other. I think doing this with a friend or with somebody is always really, it's just helpful. And yeah, even if you're not doing the same thing.
Yeah, no, I agree. I know when I've done this, you know, sober month before, it's really difficult when your partner's not doing it at the same time. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. But yeah, just having somebody to check in with and say, hey, how's it going? How are you doing with your goal? That's always a positive thing.
For sure. And let's check in with each other regularly. And then we'll also check in with you guys and we'll let you know. Listen, it's okay, too, if we don't have the easiest time doing this. This isn't about beating ourselves up. This is about bringing ourselves up.
That's true. It's a practice. I like to say that a lot. And in many of the books and podcasts I listen to, it always says, you know, whatever goal you're trying to meet, it's not going to be perfect in the beginning. Of course, you're learning. You're practicing the act of behaving differently. So if you have a few falters here and there, no big deal. Jess, if I text you at midnight and you respond, then I'll know you're not honoring your goal, and I won't judge you, I promise.
Listen, regardless of the outcome, we will all learn something, so let's go for it.
Exactly. So all right, you're going to be my accountability partner. And our listeners, I'm sure you must have some habits or goals that you'd like to meet, and if you want to email us at askjenandjess@gmail.com, and we can talk about it on our next episode, and we can all do this together.
I love that idea. Good luck.
You too. The purpose of this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. While we hope you find our conversations insightful and uplifting, please be sure to seek the help of a qualified professional if you are struggling in any way. Special thanks to Gold Revere for allowing us to use portions of their music for this podcast. please check them out on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you stream your music.